I'm Eitan Shetter with Awesomeo. We have three plays on this deep Wednesday night in the NBA for Jock Market. But before we give you those, how about a promo code to use and a deposit match? That's right. Use it, Awesomeo, when you first sign up with Jock Market, AWESEMO. And we're going to match your first deposit up to $50. All right, let's jump in. And as always, we use Alex and Awesomeo's on-site projections for everything that we do at Jock Market, where DFS has been turned into the stock market. So we have the IPO phase where we're going to try and jump in shares ahead of time. And then we also have the in-game element that we try and incorporate in our picks. So let's start with Giannis. He's right there at the top. Alex has him projected 49.4 points. That is below Jokic, who's just ahead of him on the slate. And whenever we have Giannis on the slate, I'm always curious to see if it's a Giannis Jokic slate or if it's a Giannis Cat, Giannis, whoever it may be, Luka slate, where you're trying to identify whoever else is right up there at the top for cost. Now, we have a fair IPO price of $17.10 for Giannis. I think if you look at projections, you also look at what he's been able to do as of recent, stay in that mid kind of low 20 range as far as a ceiling is concerned. And we know his floor, it's a double, near triple double, and impact of the game from blocks and even a steal every now and again. So the element of attack for Giannis is across the board here, a little bit different than, let's say, Jokic, where we may see a quarter or a half kind of fall off. The problem that we'll deal with Giannis in game is what happens with game flow if, in fact, Milwaukee's up big. But ahead of time, I think it's a great opportunity to take advantage, as always with Giannis, where there's somebody else above him that costs more for the fair IPO price. And in this case, it's Jokic, who's nearly at $18. So if you believe, like I do, Jokic and Luka and Paul George and whoever else we have projected right there at the top has as equal a shot as Giannis does to be the top scorer on the board, then you push up Giannis's IPO price, $17.50, maybe even where it is right now for Jokic. All right, our second player, we're going to go back to the Jonas Valanciunas well here, and he comes off a monster night, nearly 40 points, 39 to be exact, against the Clippers. They are hosting Dallas right now tonight. Good matchup for him down low, and there's a lot of capability for Valanciunas from a rebounding, defensive, and really scoring standpoint to impact the slate tonight. Top three performer is definitely within reach coming off that gigantic scoring night where he shot the ball down low well. We should expect that to continue against the Dallas Mavericks, a little weaker up front, especially defensively for Valanciunas to keep him off the boards. We have Valanciunas projected at 34.5 points, which is in that Bradley Beal, Christian Wood type realm. But we also have a fair IPO price that's ridiculously cheap, under $7, $6.80. If, in fact, you see Dallas get up, then this would be a great opportunity to buy into some shares for Valanciunas where you'll get him lower, but know that he's going to be out there consistently. Again, this is a position that's a little bit weaker, not necessarily as top-heavy as we've seen, but it's a little bit weaker when you get in that middle range. Yes, Christian Wood on there, but more so from Valanciunas, I think, cheaper than Wood, clearly, because Wood is the hotter name right now. So even if it's 70 to 80 cents cheaper on a fair IPO price that we have on Awesomeo, I think that's where you go with Valanciunas, banking on the fact that he's going to have a big night with the matchup against the Mavericks. And either way in the game script, if New Orleans is up or as we expect them to be down, there's going to be plenty of good minutes, good garbage minutes for Valanciunas before he gets pulled and they really get blown out of the building. Love him, though, at 34.5 points and an IPO price at $6.80. Last, you know, I have to put it in. The Sixer is playing tonight. We're going to have to go to him. We didn't go to Embiid. We're going to go to Tobias Harris. Joel Embiid, still not certain how he's being reacclimated into this lineup. The Sixers' only problem was that they were down so many guys, but Tobias Harris, of all the people that were out an extended period of time, Tobias Harris looks like he's come back. This is a great matchup against the Boston Celtics. Both of these teams, it's not a must win, meaning the season's over, but in this early start with early struggles, both teams need it. Tobias Harris is going to be out there 40-plus minutes, and you can expect for sure that he's going to have a great amount of opportunities, maybe even outside of Seth Curry, somebody like that, vulturing points. I would think Tobias Harris is the leading scorer for the Sixers, possibly outside of Jason Tatum, because Jaylen Brown's still coming back. I think Tobias Harris has the best shot across the board, including Tatum, of being the number one fantasy producer in this game, especially because we're not sure about the minutes or minutes restriction for Joel Embiid. So Tobias Harris, we have him projected, Alex, at 31.8, just under 32 points, but a fair IPO price of $5.20. This here against the Boston Celtics, especially if Boston comes out at home with an early lead, great chance to jump in on Tobias Harris. You'll get him a little cheaper than even what we have projected. He's going to be out there. He is the offense. Joel Embiid is just a luxury for the next game or two until he's fully back. So we'll roll with Tobias Harris there. All right, one more time. We're going with Giannis, Jonas Valanciunas, and then Tobias Harris. Those are our three plays on Jock Market for this Wednesday NBA slate. And a reminder, use our promo code, AWESEMO, AWESEMO, and we'll match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great night.